I think we have Bruce calling from Squim. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. My wife had a bad UTI recently with visible blood in the urine. We tried the D-mannose and even potassium iodide, but the thing had gotten away from us too quickly. Uh-huh. And so she had like 100,000 count of E. coli in her urine, as well as massive amounts of blood, which is obvious with visible blood. Anyway, she had to go on Septra, which worked to hammer back the infection. But unfortunately, you know, we don't particularly like going on Septra. But that's all over and done with now. All of that's unavoidable. The main questions I had were how to, sort of close up the glomerula in the kidney, and because she still has blood in her urine, not visible at this point, but through test strips, she still has blood in her urine, and how to kind of rebuild the kidney and the gut at this point, now that we're beyond anything that we can do anything about anymore.
Did the infection go up into the kidney?
Yeah, itself? See, that's what I'm wondering. It seems to me that when you have blood in your urine, that's a likelihood.
Not always. Like, I mean, it can be, yeah, isolated to the bladder sometimes. I mean, obviously, it's a severe infection to have bleeding. But, the fact that it is E. coli, you know, I would probably recommend she go on D-mannose as a preventive for, you know, at least a few years in the future here. One thing I found really helpful, Bruce, for stopping urinary tract bleeding is comfrey. And it's a very simple approach, but if you drink about a quart a day for a couple of days, it's just really effective at stopping the bleeding, whether it's from the bladder or the kidney.
Okay.
Very, very effective. And as far as rebuilding the kidney tissue itself, couple of things. There's some products in our dispensary. One is called Rentone, R-E-N-T-O-N-E. And I've had a lot of success with patients, even in stage 2, 3, 4 kidney disease, reversing and improving their glomerular filtration rate. So the Rentone and also a product called Renotrophin made by Standard Process, those two products work really well. You can go heavy dose in the beginning, you know, like 2-3 times a day or 4 times a day, and try and, you know, stop this whole process. And you're right about the gut. You know, you want to get on a good probiotic, like Visbiome is a good one, V-I-S-B-I-O-M-E. The Septra can be quite devastating to the gut, obviously, so you want to get working also.
V is in victory, I-S-B-Y-O-M-E?
B-I-O-M-E.
Oh, B-I-O-M-E, okay.
Yeah. Right. And we just have a few seconds left here, but sometimes I will encourage people to do, again, alternating hot and cold packs to the kidney to help with restoring kidney tissue. But that's something I could talk to you or the both of you at some point, at the clinic. That might be easier to explain those things.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Bruce.